Today we're looking certainly at the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation often speaks of God as king, speaks of Jesus as king. In Revelation 5, it says this. We'll start a little earlier. We'll start back in 4. John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace be to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. So this letter was written. John sends his greetings, and he says, you know, grace and peace from the seven spirits before the throne, and especially from Christ, who is a faithful witness. Think about that. He's faithful. He's the one who speaks of God. He speaks of what he did. He's a witness. He's the firstborn of the dead, that he died a full death, but yet he rose again. And the ruler of the kings of the earth. He rules not just in heaven, but also on earth. For a while, Satan has some say, but in the end, God wins. And we serve to him who loves us and released us from the sins by his blood. So when I think about that attribute of a king, he loves us, and he released us from the sin of by his blood. We sinned. He didn't sin, but it was his blood that was shed for us. A good king is the first in every charge and the last in every retreat. He's even better than that. He has covered us with his own blood.